Hi, I'm Vaya Skinner, coordinator for campus communications, and welcome to HCC 360. Are you interested in developing yourself or learning something new? Do you like traveling to exciting places or just want a fun activity to do with your family and friends? HCC has you covered. WHFC student intern Daniel Admasu sat down to talk with Pam Kennedy, Director for Community Education and Personal Enrichment. She lets us know about the many programs and non-credit classes for adults and youth at Hartford Community College. Let's get into it.
Hello and welcome to another edition of HCC 360 here on 91.1 WHFC. I am Daniel Admasu, and my guest today is the Director of Community Education and Personal Enrichment here at the college, and it's Pam Kennedy. Pam, it's a pleasure to have you with us on the station.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
What do you do here as the Director of Community Education and Personal Enrichment here at the college?
All right. So community education is a broad term, basically, but it takes care of all of the non-credit classes that are available for the community. They can be educational, they can be recreational. We have youth programs as well, all the way up through adult programming to some GED and ABE, which is adult basic education, as well in those. So we have all of what we like to call the fun things that happen here at the college. The enrichment part can be as much as travel, arts, literature, music, history. So there's just a wide variety of opportunities and classes that a community person could come to, whether they are a student on the credit side or they're just somebody who's coming in for a youth program. It could be a high schooler or a youth that is in elementary school. So we really service all of the ages, elementary school all the way up through seniors.
I guess you can say your target age group is just pretty much, you know, anyone who is currently still in public school. You could say probably between the ages of possibly 4 up until 17, 18?
Yeah, absolutely. When we're talking about our youth programs, that is our target because we do have some of those younger students, and especially they come during the summer for our really fun summer camps, which are getting started here soon in June.
Hey, that's awesome. I want to go ahead and ask, why is it important to have these kind of programs and classes available to the public?
Well, I think as a community college, as our title says, we are here to service the people of the community, as we talked about, for all ages. But, you know, when we're looking at opportunities for somebody to continue their education and learn and enrich their knowledge, isn't it a great place to be right here at Hartford Community College that they can come onto campus and look through our online website or our program guide and find something of interest to them, whether it's going to help them personally, whether it's going to help them in their job to just enrich what they already know and add on to that, or whether it's a child that's looking for a summer experience or a youth program or swim lesson in our wonderful pool over in Susquehanna. So we really want to try to hit on as much as we can for all the age groups and really make Hartford Community College a part of the community. So when they're talking to their neighbors or they're talking to their friends, if they have someone who is of student age, the traditional college student, then that'll also get passed on to them. So that's sort of a bridge between the community of credit and non-credit.
I really like the fact that a lot of these activities here at the college that you wouldn't get a lot at so many other places here in Bel Air or maybe somewhere local as Aberdeen or Havre Grace, even at such a small age at 4 or 5 years old, which is amazing, up until the ages of 17 to 18. So that's the one thing that I really like about the community here at Hartford, along with the activities that they offer here. So are there any youth programs that you are seeing that we are showing a high enrollment for? Any favorites among parents and children?
Sure, absolutely. Our day camp program is very popular every year. So it's a camp program where the students can come sort of in the traditional working time of day. And they're coming to the college for things that really interest them. It's going to enrich them. Lights, Curtain, Action Camp is our theater and drama camp. It's right here, right where our radio studio is in Joppa Hall. And we offer those with Dr. Ben Feisler and the other staff, and they're going to create their own drama. They're going to be the actors. They might be doing stage work as well, lights and music, and some of them get dance in there. So that is always one of our most popular camps here in the summer. We also have a music component to our camp where students are coming in and they're taking use of their musical talents. They're continuing with their instruments. We've got middle school band. We've got the orchestra type camps that are happening. Bakeology and all of our culinary and cooking camps are another popular piece. So the kids can come in and they might focus on baking, or they might be doing a particular like Italian or one of those regional recipes. And that is something that they really get their hands on in the kitchen, right, in our classrooms, and to be able to do that. So we are at about 80% full for our capacity for summer this year. We've hit the marker of 1,000 students so far that we're going to service in our day camp program. So that's amazing coming off of COVID. The last couple years, our camp's been growing and getting back last year to in-face again, you know, in person here face-to-face. And that's how it's going to be this year. We're going to, you know, have those kids here on campus. So over a number of weeks, we have a number of different sessions that run all the way. There are 8 sessions from June 27th is when we start our camp, all the way through August 19th will be the last day. So there's 8 weekly sessions and tons of different offerings throughout those weeks. And that is definitely one of our popular areas right now. We also serve a homeschool population. So those students that aren't in the traditional school district classes, you know, in the buildings, the homeschool associations work with us for some of those programs as well.
There's so many activities just for this specific program that's amazing, from ranging from culinary to theater, even, you know, behind the scenes where, you know, you can get involved with the lights, like you mentioned, the cameras, and just even at the youngest age of, well, I wouldn't say the youngest age of 3 years old, fiddling around with the camera. But, you know, it's still amazing how you can offer so many activities just with this program. I just want you to walk us through the school age programs that are offered and how do they help young mind people for their future or for the students interested in developing skills in the arts and sciences?
Yes, absolutely. STEM programs are very important for students in the younger age groups right now. You're really looking at science and technology. We have a particular, it's a camp during the summer, but we also have these programs during the year. The camp is Gen Cyber, which is a smart girls camp. Basically, it's focused on helping young ladies in the 7th, 8th, and 9th grade really learn those cyber skills, and that's a great piece for them to come away from, be able to spend that time in the summer, and it's free for them. So there's 2 specific weeks in July where they can come here and really be part of our college family to do that. So, you know, being able to have a wide variety, as we said, of different types of skills, whether it is art, you know, whatever their interests are, whether it's art or really getting them to develop some of those skills that they're learning in school, and then being able to find what might be their avenue as they become, you know, a citizen going forward, and what jobs are they going to look for. And, you know, they might not realize that they could be doing coding. They could really be doing something, like we said before, with the drama and the theater, something behind the scenes, and really be able to use what their skill sets are and find out what the kids love and how we can really support what they're doing during the school year. And then we also have youth programs that do extend through all of the school year. We work with our pools for beginning swim lessons. We also work for with the Harford Youth Orchestra. So we've got the musical end of that. We've got strings in the orchestra. So we have SAT prep. So that would be for math and for the reading and writing components. We also have arts and crafts that they can come and really work on those avenues as well. We tried something new over the summer, which gave us an idea for the fall and for the spring, Dungeons and Dragons Club and a Youth Leadership Institute. So these are some new things that are coming out of our youth programs that will lead into hopefully, you know, new students coming on to the next semesters as they get older.
That's awesome. And also the fact that activities you mentioned with cybersecurity and coding, you know, if there's any of those students are very interested in getting involved in that field as their career, being involved in this program can definitely benefit them in the long run. You know, seeing how much technology has advanced and how it's being implemented in programs like this gives students just an amazing opportunity to just get involved in this. They want to do that for the rest of their lives, which is awesome. What other programs are available for people in the local community wanting to gain further career in life skills?
Great question. We know we talked about STEM with the science, technology, engineering, and math. And that really focuses on, you know, the school-age children. So then getting out into the adults. So if we find that there's a community member who is over the age of 18 that for some reason or another, life has thrown some challenges at them and they just are not able to complete their Maryland High School diploma or certificate, we have wonderful programs that will help us in career development called ABE and GED. So adult basic education and the general education degree helps students come to the college where they can take classes with us and our instructors and help them get ready for that test. And then they will then be able to go on and get their Maryland high school diploma. We also have support services for English as a second language. Now, that is not just Spanish. It's all languages. So those people who are coming in from other countries and they need to really brush up on their English skills or brush up on a little bit, you know, better communication. So when they are in a job here in the United States, they can progress their career and their skills. We also have computer science, as well as other math and technical programs in the community education realm. So it's not just it's workforce development, as well as the enriching, you know, fun stuff that we have as well. But the workforce development really hits on our need for career path and life skills with some of those programs that I mentioned.
That's amazing. You know, English is my second language. So hearing that you guys offer programs for students who might not speak English or English isn't their first language, hearing a program like that, along with, you know, helping out those who might be homeschooled or might not be involved in public schooling, having them get the opportunity to still earn and achieve their GED is still amazing. Just kind of hits home with me. Kind of touched me on a personal level. So that's amazing. So can you fill us, you know, in a little bit about the tour groups and the outings that are offered by the college?
Oh, I would love to. This is one of my favorite parts of our menu and our job. So yesterday, for example, here in June, we took a group. We have community members of basically all ages can come on a tour bus. We'll rent a bus. And we went to the Philadelphia Flower Show yesterday. And we had a wonderful time with about 40 people. And, you know, just we're looking for different venues and avenues that the community may want to go to. Pre-pandemic, we were in overnight. Internationally and here in basically the East Coast and even some travel throughout the country. So right now, post-pandemic, we are doing more of a local trip, more of a day. We were hoping to get into a bit more of overnights as we go through. But right now, we've got some great things that are coming up. We have some kitchen demonstrations up in Pennsylvania. Well, we've been to Washington, D.C., where we went to the Cherry Blossom Festival. We're going to be going to New York City on Wednesday of next week. And where we take that bus, we go up and we let them go and do various things, see shows, what have you. We find some venues and some cool things that people want to do in the community. And we provide the transportation and the abilities for them to go. Don't have to worry about parking or transportation. We take care of that for them.
So what about the non-cred offerings that the college offers and what kind of opportunities do they provide?
Well, I think one thing that is important for the community to understand is the difference between credit and non-credit. So a traditional credit student would be someone who's registered here taking those academic courses through the college. We're all part of the college family, but non-credit really gives us that opportunity where they're not necessarily, they might get a certificate, which would be useful out in the workforce, but they're not necessarily going to get a graded end result. You know, they're not going to be a credit student. So non-credit is pretty much all of these other programs that we run, which is going to help you either with career, education, or enrichment for your life. So we've got yoga, we've got fitness and swimming, we've got Zumba, cycling, all kinds of wonderful things that you can get involved with that we haven't talked about with the youth, but these are here for the adults. We have a wonderful program, and hopefully people are getting to know a little bit more about it, called pickleball. Pickleball is sort of like a mixture between racquetball and tennis. It's a great cardio program, but you know, all of these things are happening right here on our campus over on our athletic side. So we're kind of mixing, you know, where our facility is here for the credit and the athletic programs with some of the enrichment programs that we have on the non-credit side.
Along with the academic programs that you guys provide here, you know, you guys do, you know, get involved with some stuff that are physical, such as yoga you mentioned. And could you repeat that? You mentioned that there's a specific sport that you guys do.
The pickleball.
Pickleball.
Yes. Pickleball. So it's basically you're using a racket. So it's a racket sport, a little bit larger tennis ball, but it has a smaller racket, which is more like a racket ball size. And there are some really special rules that go along with pickleball, but it has been sort of an emerging sport over maybe the last 10 to 15 years. Really popular with seniors, but also great for all ages. So our kids are actually learning it in their physical education in their elementary school. So you could have a grandparent and a grandchild playing together on the same court. But that's been really great. And that can be played inside and outside. So we have wonderful tennis courts here at Hartford Community College. So in good weather, we're outside. And if we need to come in or in cooler weather, we are inside.
That's very interesting and unique. So, hearing something like that, along with all the other programs that you mentioned here, I myself might recommend someone to join this.
Yeah, it is a little bit unique. Some other unique things that we do in collaborating on the recreational side is we have kayaking programs with the Maritime Museum in Havre de Grace. We also have golf instruction, which we do with Ruggles Golf Course. So there's a lot of collaborations where we take some of our programs on campus and off campus. And we have a hiking club, so we have people that can get together out in the community. And we've got wonderful trails here in Hartford County and all the surrounding states. So those are just a few other the club or session programs that can be involved on the recreation side as well.
So Pam, I want to ask you, so what does the college offer for people looking to enter into the workforce beyond IT or nursing?
Yeah, so we talked a lot about the youth programs, right? We're going to talk a little bit about adults. We have this wonderful workforce development side of our community education department, computer trainings, things like industry certifications, such as A+ certification, cloud computing, all of the Microsoft Office suite. So somebody who might already be in the field but just needs to build on their resume a little bit more. So all those Microsoft applications, data analysis, cloud computing, CompTIA, those are all things that you can take courses here and get that computer networking security certification perhaps, and then you can just build that in your tool belt going forward. So that's one area of computer training. But then we also have trades and technologies, which is a gem right here in Hartford County. So our apprenticeship programs are in the electrical, heating and air conditioning, applied engineering technology, basic machine manufacturing, a forklift, heating, HVAC, basically heating, ventilation, air conditioning and refrigeration, heavy equipment. So we've got all of those, and we also have welding and warehousing. So these are emerging fields that we are helping with certifications and programming and programs right here at Hartford Community College. We also have the construction trades, warehousing and drone, and our environmental technologies. So those are just some pieces there. But also don't forget, we have veterinary programs. So we have another avenue where people can really get into that area. Project management, human resources, and real estate.
So what do you hope young people and their families gain through the programs offered?
Oh my gosh, lifelong learning, right? Isn't that what we're all here for? Hartford Community lifelong learning, whether it's in a credit course or in a non-credit course. But we want Hartford Community College to be the place where you come, whether it's to see a show or take a class or take care of your body through its physical programs. So really, we want something that's going to be able to reach the community wherever they are and with whatever they are looking for, whether it's to support them in job skills or to just really enrich their life going forward.
So where do the ideas for these programs emerge?
So we take a lot of time to really look at what the community is looking for. We as directors and coordinators are constantly listening to our students, to the community, to our instructors. They are the ones that are the face in front of the students. And if we have someone who's taking a French or a Spanish or an Italian class, and they might want to say, I'm going to be traveling over in Europe and I want to know what it's like to take that language and what I need and those skills when I'm traveling. So then we'll come up with languages for travelers courses. If somebody wanted to learn a little bit more about the basics of sign language and they needed to progress on to another level, well, we can take you into an advanced course. So really looking at what the students are looking for, what instructors are interested in offering. I get emails and phone calls quite often just to say, hey, this is my area of expertise. Is this something that you might want to offer here at Hartford Community College? We'll take a look at that, see if we can get the content in the right proper format to make sure that we're giving a quality program out to the community. And then we'll start to develop that idea or that program, and then we'll put it out there, which is a wonderful part of being able to do that as a non-credit versus a credit side of our college. We can be more creative and be able to attend to what the community is looking for. And then we put that out and offer that. And we do tend to have smaller sessions. So we may offer a course that could be as long as 10 or 12 weeks, but we also might have a one session course or 2 to 4 session course. So the community can easily come in at a lesser rate or a little bit less dedication of their time, but still get something really quality or get multiple courses within a semester just by being able to have that rich menu that they can select.
You did mention briefly about instructors, specifically those who might work with kids who might not have English as their first language. Where does this program find their instructors?
Well, so for all ages, we are looking for instructors. We do recruit on our website. We also recruit through word of mouth. The school districts, we do have a lot of educational resources within the local school districts, other colleges as well. So really looking for where those subject matter experts are coming from and really looking then to where's the best place to use their skills and talents here at Hartford Community College.
Okay. And is it possible to take non-credit and certification classes online?
We do have a few of those offered online. Yes, we did. We have many in person, but we do have some hybrid and online course offerings.
In the last 2 years, a lot of things have changed in the world where we have, you know, moved from in-person learning to talking to instructors and our fellow classmates on third-party platforms. Has there been a significant change when taking these non-credit and certification classes online compared to how it was 2 years ago to now?
Very interesting question. Mm-hmm. Yes, when we certainly had to turn on a dime and still provide courses, we came up with, you know, there's the Zoom option, there's the MS Teams option. We took a lot of our coursework, transferred it all over into a format that can be presented on either one of those platforms. So the instructors and the coordinators work closely with that that development in order to be able to provide it. You know, who would have thought that you can do an art class online? You know, languages, history, some of those are easier. It's more of a lecture format. But, you know, how are students going to sit face to face on a computer screen and show the skills that they need to develop, whether it's brush strokes or how to mix, you know, your color palette, that kind of thing? And our instructors here at Hartford Community College are so innovative, and they were able to figure out the best way to still connect with their students, but also be able to get that education and enrichment through in order to do that online. So, you know, we've got in person and online, and it's a great mix. And things that we have learned now, after those 2 years, we can still put into place.
That's amazing. That's one of the biggest benefits that just a lot of us have, you know, experienced in these last 2 years on how we can kind of change up, you know, our way of teaching, where we don't have to be in an in-person classroom, but we can teach this stuff online and even better now in the last 2 years.
100%. That innovation of things that we thought we could never do, as you said, it's possible. And we also address a senior population and those that felt that they weren't comfortable with technology. Well, man, they can get on now and they can join a class. They can use the Teams and Zoom and what have you. And they have built a new confidence within themselves. And that in itself is just an educational experience, being able to manage technology in avenues and ways that they would have never tried before. So all of these indirect positive results that have come from the challenges over time, even better educational opportunities in the end.
Absolutely. So where can people go to find out more about the Community Enrichment Program?
Oh, our website is always a great place to go. Hartford.edu has all of the links and all the classes that you can find for non-credit. We also have a printed guide that comes to you in the mail out in the community. We have registration desks here in Edgewood Hall for non-credit. That's our main base for all of our non-credit registration. So we do have in-person registration in addition to the website for Hartford.edu.
Thank you so much, Pam. I really appreciate you taking the time to have, you know, not only me, but for everyone listening to get the chance to know about the enrichment program here at HCC. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Happy to be here. We'll see you soon.
That's all for today. In case you missed the contact information, here it is again. Information about the programs offered can be found on the HCC website at go.hartford.edu/community. You could also email pakennedy@harford.edu. Special thanks go to Daniel Admasu for conducting the interview and to our editor and producer, Zach Cloyd. There's an extended version of this interview on our podcast, HCC 360. You can find it wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Vaya Skinner, and HCC 360 will be back in the fall with another deep dive into amazing opportunities at Harford Community College. Thanks for listening.